and wins. But it was a great Super Bowl, and we appreciate everybody's being here today. So, any other comments, commissioners? Okay, we go to, I have a couple of presentations. I would like to invite Supervisor Horn and Commissioner Andy to the podium, please. Okay. Well, first, Andy, you know, I've been on LAFCO for about 4 or 5 years, and I know the general public are not fully aware what we do. But here at the county and in LAFCO, we do what we do. It's a very important business. It's a very complex land use and public service that we do every year, and the commissioners need to be recognized. So, Andy, you have been there from 1996 to 2016. That's a lot of years. So on behalf of LAFCO, on behalf of the commissioners, on behalf of the public, we thank you for your dedication and your 20 years of service to the commission, and congratulations. There we go. Supervisor Horn, you have been the chairman for 2015-16 and also the vice chair for 2014, and also we thank you on behalf of LAFCO staff, of our commissioners here, and everyone in San Diego for your dedicated service to the LAFCO organizations. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. I have one for Commissioner Wood. She's not here, but we'll make sure she gets the recognition as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Just what I need.
Okay, we go to consent calendar. Item 6, it's the proposed OSI trailer annexation. This is in Supervisor Bay and Jacobs District. Any comments, Supervisor?
Nope.
Okay, we're good. Okay, I have a motion to approve.
Yes.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Excellent. All right, we're moving fast this morning. Good news. Public hearings, we go to item 7, the proposed final FY fiscal year 2017-18 LAFCO budget. Staff report, please.
Good morning again, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission. This is the fiscal year 2017-18 LAFCO budget. For those of you that are in the audience, this is an early budget hearing because at the request of the local agencies that contribute to the LAFCO budget, they've requested that we begin and conclude these proceedings as early as possible so that when the invoices come out for the LAFCO apportionment of our costs, that you have adequate time to incorporate those cost figures into your own budgets. In terms of the budget for this coming fiscal year, beginning on July 1, this is a breakdown of the major work activities in the Commission. Proposal review constitutes the majority of our workload, sometimes greater than these percentages of 30 to 50%. This is the bread and butter of LAFCO activities. It involves annexations, detachments, dissolutions, consolidations of agencies. Jurisdictional planning is also another very important area. This is spheres of influence and service reviews. We're embarking on a major sphere and service review involving fire districts pertaining to the second meeting today for the commissioners that are on a subcommittee. So jurisdictional planning is very important, and it is something that we engage the public with as much as possible. Special priorities are interactive website and the fire agency island reorganizations occupy around 15 to 20% of our workload. The interactive website is an interesting project. Your commission funded about $100,000 of that project. Last year, we had engaged the county information technology department to assist us with that effort. We found out that the cost would exceed that budgeted amount significantly, around $300,000 to $400,000 worth. So LAFCO staff has gone around that particular barrier, and we've engaged the staff in the county geographic information system department to help us downscale that project and to still have some interactive components to our website. We think we'll be coming in at around $30,000 for that project, which is both under budget as well as under the cost estimates provided to us by county staff for developing that system. And we hope within the next 6 to 8 weeks to have that activated, and then eventually we'll give your commission a demonstration. What it will accomplish is that folks that are out in the audience or those that are sitting up at the dais that are interested in finding out how LAFCO and their spheres of influence and jurisdictional boundaries relate to your properties, how all that interrelates, is that you'll be able to plug in your address or your assessor parcel number in the future, and you'll be able to overlay all of the work that we do on top of your individual properties. I think it'll be a very important and powerful tool, and we'll grow upon it in the future, but we should be coming in under budget. Fire agency and island reorganizations are another high priority item for the commission.
It was very good. Nice to give us an oversight of where we're headed and keep us apprised of projects and the cost. That's very important. Thank you.
It's going to be a busy year. Okay. With that, all in favor of the budget as recommended by staff, item 1 and 2, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Very good. We have a budget now, Mr. Rock. All right. We go to jurisdictional information. I don't think we have any
opportunity in terms of when a public agency has to disclose its invoices for legal services in response to a Public Records Act request. Our advice had historically been to redact all of the descriptions that contain privileged information, but that the amounts that are spent on a given litigation matter are subject to disclosure. The Supreme Court has actually held that a public agency may even withhold the amounts of money they spend on litigation as long as it's ongoing. Their holding, though, was that once that litigation concludes, the reason for protecting it disappears, and then it may be subject to disclosure at that time. We still believe that there is a question as to whether once litigation has concluded, can you still redact the descriptions of legal services rendered? We don't think that was directly addressed in this, although there's already some legal opinions on both sides on that. So we just wanted to alert you to this, that going forward, the commission has the option of either withholding everything as long as the litigation remains ongoing, or you may still choose to do to redact everything but still leave the money that is being spent or that's called out on the invoices. It's up to the commissioner, up to the executive officer, but you've got that option now. And unless anybody has any questions, that's all we've
thank
got.
You thank you for the update. Any questions, all of the good counsel? I think the minimum $50 hasn't changed, but the upper limit changed from $450, I believe, to
yes.
$470.
Yes.
Okay. All good. All right. This is for information only. So great. We go to item 12, public comments. I don't have any requests to speak. We go to closed session.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Holly will go over this item, and it may not be necessary to go to closed session, but I think she has a few updates to provide you. Holly?
Sure. Just an update on the procedural posture of the case. Imperial Beach did file a cross complaint against the Navy. The Navy did remove it to federal court. And then Coronado filed a procedural challenge trying to knock out the cross-complaint against the Navy. The state court action has been stayed now that it was transferred over to federal court. the Imperial Beach had and exercised their right to amend their cross complaint before the court could hear that procedural challenge. That was something they're allowed to do. The court ruled that then that motion was moot, but of course Coronado immediately refiled a similar motion to the new complaint. So that has not yet been heard. So that's the procedural posture there. We expect that even in the event that the court were to grant Coronado's motion, it would still stay in federal court because the Navy, then once it was in federal court, the Navy filed a cross complaint against Coronado. So even if Imperial Beach's cross complaint goes out, there's still some federal jurisdiction there. So that's good news. Also, there have been some settlement discussions. They are subject to a confidentiality agreement that's in place, and for obvious reasons, we don't want to discuss that. But those are ongoing, and you know, there's some optimism there.
Great. So, commissioners, are you satisfied with that update? We don't need to go into closed session. Okay. All right. Good. We're done. Next, I think we have a subcommittee meeting for the San Miguel and Lakeside Fire District of Commissioners Jacob, Vanderlyn, McKenzie, and Sprague after this meeting. Our next regular meeting is March 6, 2017. We have a couple of commissioners that will not be able to attend, so we're going to make sure the alternate will be there to have a quorum. With that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.